Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with Jesus as he sets his face toward Jerusalem. And as he is there, he looks at his disciples, 12 or 13 or 15, however many were there. And he says, this isn't going to be enough. So he appoints 70 others, a wonderful, complete number, and sends them out in pairs ahead of him to prepare those places where he himself intends to go. And he sends them out and he says, therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so they go out. He sends them out, it says, like lambs in the midst of wolves, with no extra cloak and no money and no extra sandals. He just sends them out to prepare the way. And they're supposed to go into each house, and at each house he simply says to them, just say, peace be to you. And if they receive the peace, if they take it in, then stay there a while until your work is done. But if they don't receive your peace, leave that house and do what? Shake the dust from your sandals and do what? Take your peace back? Doesn't say that. Does it say bad things about them? No. Does it say if they don't accept your peace, you should probably start some really good rumors? Nor does it say if they don't receive you, should you, remember from last week, bring down the fires of heaven on them and destroy their house? Just shake the dust off and go to the next house. This chapter of Luke is evangelism 101, in a way. But not evangelism in the way that we normally think about it. Before I came to LCH, I interviewed at several churches. And I actually sort of enjoyed interviewing. And every single call committee asked me how I would grow their church. Every single one. I would say, what is your goal? We want to grow the church. How would you like to do that? No, really, how would you like to do that? Isn't that your job, Pastor? And I shook the dust from my sandals and went on to the next. You see, we love this text because Jesus is sending the people, sending the disciples out into the world where they're supposed to be preparing the way, and we think about that in terms of them going out and growing the church, but they aren't going to do that. They're not going to go out and pass out leaflets. They're not going to strong arm anybody. They're not going to trap anybody in the men's room and say, have you found Jesus yet? They're going to breathe peace and pray that somehow that peace, that work that God is already doing in the world, will somehow take hold and lives be transformed. That's the essence of evangelism. It isn't at all about growing churches, although that seems to be what all of our churches who are desperately losing membership and shrinking at a fairly rapid rate seem to think. Now, I am not known to to quote Rick Warren very often. But today I will. Rick says that surfing is the art of riding a wave that God has already made. Surfing is the art of riding a wave that God has already made. The key to that phrase is that you can't make the wave, right? Although, you know, if you sit out on your board long enough on a flat day, you wish to heck you could. But you can't make the wave. All you can do is ride what God has already made. And then the same thing is true for the church. We can't grow the church in the ways that we think we really ought to, right? We really have convinced ourselves over the years that if we would just improve our marketing, if we would just be more visible, if we would just do the right liturgy and get our bulletins just right, and if we would just stop making people mad, that somehow the church would grow. And it might a little bit, but only if we are surfing the wave that God has already built. Which means that we start with our evangelism, with our going out into the world to prepare the way, not with what we want, but by praying to find out what it is that God is doing in the world. To perceive the swell of God's Spirit. Think about it. We need to become more skilled at reading the water. Sit out one time at one of the surf hotspots here on the island and watch. I did. North Shore. Waves were going probably 20 feet or so, which meant only the really good surfers were out there. And I was absolutely amazed to watch one of the sons of our congregation. He's a bodyboarder. And I kept seeing him go down the wave. And I kept thinking, what in the world? How is it that like every fourth time I would see Paul headed down the wave and all these other guys just sitting there? You're supposed to take turns, Paul. Then I began to realize that people like Paul and the really good surfers, they see what others do not see. An imperceptible change in the water. They know where to be when the wave begins. And that's how we need to be in the Spirit. We need to pay attention to the lay of the water, how it rises and falls, and then be willing to be swept up in it. Yes. She's about to be baptized in a few minutes, and she's like, "I'll go, Father, I'll go." You see, the disciples were willing to become apostles, to move from being learners to being sent. And they go out into the world, and yes, they receive their wages, and sometimes they get rejected, and sometimes they get received, but they know what the Spirit is about in their lives, and they continue to ride the wave that God builds. As we look forward to our future and our life, both as individuals and as a congregation and as a greater church, as Christianity itself, we may need to key more closely in the lay of what God is doing on the water, to be swept up in those waters of baptism and tumbled into God's reality. God builds the wave. We can't. one day a pastor was canceled, this is in a church newsletter, a pastor was cornered in his office by a lady who said, you know, we need to have this program. And she proceeded for 15 minutes to tell him all of the details about the program and how necessary it was that this program be done. And he said, that sounds great. That's exactly what we need. And he said, you know, I think you're just the person to lead this ministry. We learned that in seminary. And she said, oh, no, Pastor, I can't do it. I've got Civic Club, and I have all of these different things that I need to do. But, you know, I would be happy to advise you at any point. And he said, lady, I got 400 advisors. I just need somebody to do the work. We are those laborers that God is sending out into the world to bring that love, that joy, but most of all, to breathe peace upon the world. To breathe peace. So paddle out. Watch the water. Surf the wave that God has already built. Amen.